Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, it's Jack. I'm recording the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. Education section. Change is here. What are you going to do? By Amanda Day from the Bowie Fine Arts Academy. My name is Amanda Day, and I'm proud to currently serve Midland ISD as a fifth grade math teacher. I am not native to Midland, but married a native Midlander, and I love this town. Born and raised in Fort Worth, Midland instantly stole my heart with its hometown feel. I'm forever grateful to MISD for giving me my first full-time teaching position at Bush Elementary in 2010. We moved around a lot as we built my husband's career in oil and gas, and I am fortunate to have experienced working with a variety of Texas public school districts before circling back to MISD. We could not be happier to relocate back to my husband's hometown and raise our family under the safety of the Midland Community umbrella. With the experience of obtaining my master's in education, curriculum, and instruction, coupled with the opportunity of moving, I have gained a unique perspective of Texas public education, perspective which I feel compelled to share with our great tall city. Midland does relationships really well. MISD does relationships really well. When COVID-19 struck Midland, it struck to the core. Seclusion and isolation of families, loved ones, and friends forced change within our small town. And change is always hard. I know our family, like many others, have lived change. The difference is how we respond to change. Change can be scary. It can be challenging. However, more often than not, progress and growth emerge from change. And we, Midland as well as MISD, needed change. That was a community cry heard loud and clear. I cannot tell you how excited I am to see the progressive changes happening within both our Midland community and MISD family. We have new captains at each helm, and they are leading. Mayor Peyton has gotten to work on Midland. Our roads are improving. The downtown Midland culture and climate is bustling. MISD Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Angelica Ramsey, is also leading through community outreach, stakeholder, and community engagement gatherings, modeling the behavior we wish to see and level-setting expectations district-wide. Change is not coming. Change is here. The ever-present question remains, what are you going to do? So often in education, we get asked, how can I help? The answer is simple. Please get involved. Join your local Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Volunteer your time to coach, tutor, and/or mentor a young adult or emerging leader. This can be done through MISD on a school campus. Please complete all proper background checks and protocols. A local church community or any other community partnership. If your children attend an MISD school, please join the PTA and/or attend board meetings, whether in person or online, whatever your measure of comfortability, we need you. Don't have school-age children? Contact a school in your neighborhood. Because during a global pandemic, our children are caught between the crossfire, and our children are hurting, either physically, academically, and/or socially, emotionally. Now more than ever, our kids need us. They are our future, and they are craving our leadership. In conclusion, I ask you to reflect on this question. In a world full of perspective and change, what are you going to do to help grow our young leadership? Here are some additional resources I would like to share. May, Mental Health Awareness Month. Free help for students, 806-743-2291. Or at catr-tchatt@ttuhsc.edu. PermiaCare 24/7 Crisis Hotline, 844-420-3964. HHS Mental Health Support Line, 833-986-1919. Students or parents wishing to contact the Family Support Center may do so by calling Student Services at 240-1520. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, in-person meetings are currently available by appointment only. Amanda Day is a fifth grade math teacher at Bowie Fine Arts Academy. The views expressed are her own. Midland College employee quick facts. Wendy Kane, Dean of Student Life. Wendy Kane has lived in Midland since 2014 and has been employed at Midland College since March of 2018. She has been in her current position since January 2020, so most of her tenure as Dean of Student Life has been during the COVID pandemic. Fortunately, she and her team have found innovative ways to keep student activities and events active and thriving in a virtual environment. In her spare time, she enjoys riding motorcycles and volunteering with Alpha Phi Omega, National Service Fraternity, and with Midland Community Theater. She is currently serving on the Summer Members Board of Directors. How did you get involved in education? After I graduated from college, I helped to advise several student organizations that I had been a member of during school. It was through that volunteering that I made a conscious choice to work in higher education. At the time, I was working in corporate America for a Fortune 500 company when I made the decision to leave and return to graduate school full-time. I like to say, I quit corporate life cold turkey. It was the time I spent volunteering with student groups that helped me to realize that my true passion was educating and guiding students through their curricular experiences. As a first-generation college student, I had no idea working at a college or university was even an option. But the time I spent volunteering helped me to realize there was learning happening even outside the classroom, and that was what I wanted to pursue as my profession. What is your favorite thing about Midland College? I really enjoy working with the students here, as well as the staff and the faculty that create a family atmosphere. Additionally, everyone here is always trying to do what is the best thing for our students, and since students are the reason I love to come to work every day, I really appreciate that approach. Franks Elementary earns National Science Award. Midland ISD's General Tommy Franks Elementary School has earned multiple awards for its energy education project, Saving the Earth, One Cadet at a Time. The National Energy Education Development, or NEED, project named Franks as the Texas Elementary School of the Year, the National Elementary School of the Year, and Exemplary Community Education Project. Fifth graders in Katie Gillette's science class were recognized for the project and have been invited to the 41st Annual Youth Energy Conference and Awards, which will be held in Washington, D.C. in June. The project involved a group of students, known on campus as the Green Team, who not only practiced recycling themselves, but also gave presentations to other classes to emphasize the importance of recycling. This was completely student-driven and student-led, said Gillette. The Green Team would hold monthly recycling contests where they would count the contributions from each class, then award a prize. Gillette's class qualified the same award 2 years ago. What is amazing about this group of students is that they created and led an entire project that impacted our campus, said Frank's principal, Andrea Lancaster Jones. Their hard work, week in and week out, is being recognized on a national stage.
Up at the top, the caption reads, Odessa Collegiate Academy, Val Victorian Natalie Sotelo Wright, and Sal Tatorian Tamara Aravinas posed for a photo Friday, April 30th, 2021 at Odessa College. Headlines, OCA Top 2 Hit the Books for Distinctions by Ruth Campbell. Taking their studies seriously propelled Natalie Sotelo and Tamara Aravinas to the top two spots at the Early College High School Odessa Collegiate Academy. formerly on the University of Texas Permian Basin campus as Falcon Early College High School, it was moved to the Odessa College campus. It offers students a chance to earn college credit and or associate degrees while they are still in high school. OCA's commencement is scheduled for 6 p.m. May 21st at the OC Sports Center. You can find the graduation schedule at tinyurl.com/TP4CAZ38. Sotelo, 18, plans to attend UTPB to earn a bachelor's degree in biology, to become a physician's assistant with the ultimate goal of becoming a doctor. I've always had a leaning towards the medical field, and I've been through a couple of careers. I really wanted to become a physician, but I plan to start off as a physician's assistant and maybe in the future go to the med school to become a physician, Sotelo said. Odessa College Gate sounded like somewhere Sotelo wanted to go when a presentation was made at her middle school. I really liked the atmosphere that they spoke about, how we would have like smaller classes. I really liked the idea of taking college classes and just getting ahead in my career, especially since I wanted to go into the medical field, so I knew that would get me ahead, Sotelo said. Sotelo will also graduate with an associate degree from OC in general studies. She said she didn't realize she would be graduating with an associate degree until recently. I was like, wow, the OC graduation is actually before high school graduation. I think that's really crazy and a really good accomplishment, Sotelo added. Having earned a 2-year degree, she said, will make it easier and faster to go through the university. It really gave all of us experience in knowing what college is like, how the professors are, and how college classes go. So I think we're going to be really prepared, Sotelo said. Earning valedictorian status shocked her, she said. I was super surprised and excited when I found out, Sotelo said. Among the top 5 or top 3, she said, there was competition to see who would be valedictorian and salutatorian, but they didn't know. It could be anyone, so it was a lot of attention, I guess. And then whenever they announced that, it was a surprise, Sotelo said. She has 2 younger sisters. I'm the oldest. My parents are always saying they've got big shoes to fill, Sotelo said. In high school, she was part of Phi Theta Kappa, which is an honor society. Sotelo also is part of the Student Council, the National Honor Society, on an AVID action team, and an officer in Academic Decathlon. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. Sotelo says she is excited and nervous about going to college in the fall. Sotelo says she is excited and nervous about going to college in the fall. It's really like we've been in college here, but it's going to be really different, just going out on our own and not having the high school to fall back on, she added. Erivenus, 18, is the Odessa Collegiate Salutatorian. She plans to attend UTPB and study criminal justice to become a forensic science technician. I've always known that I wanted to go into law or into criminal justice, but recently I've taken a forensic science class and I feel like that sparked the interest, Erivenus said. I feel like it's an honor and I'm very grateful for the opportunity, Arenivias said of achieving the salutatorian designation. She added that she feels this is the result of the hard work that she's put into her education. There wasn't any competition between her and Sotella. I would say, from my perspective, I didn't really see it as much as a competition. I was really surprised that I was the second person just because I was more focused on doing my best on every assignment. So when it came to ranks and stuff, it was just kind of a surprise, and I was able to see my hard work come into play, Arenivias said. She has two older sisters and an older brother. All of her siblings are going to or are in college. Arenivias also will graduate from Odessa College with an associate degree in general studies before graduating from OCA. She will be graduating with one of her sisters from OC. I would say that graduating from Odessa College is really exciting because I know that I'm already a few steps toward earning a bachelor's degree and even starting this degree. And graduating from high school is also really exciting because it's the page turner into a new chapter and starting adulthood and going to university, Arenivias said. She added that earning the college credits will make it easier to get through the university faster and be less expensive. What appealed to Arenivias about OCA was the program. It was really new and I wasn't really sure what I was getting myself into at first, but I was willing to take on the challenge. I wanted to try something different and the school really spoke to me, she said. Arenivias is in the National Honor Society, is Secretary of Student Council, earning Texas Scholar Hours, and was in the Academic Decathlon as an alternate for this year's competition.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Vaseline for Allergies. Dear Dr. Roach, years ago I read that putting a drop of Vaseline in the nose helped with allergies. Since COVID, I've been diligent in doing this. Am I kidding myself? I still mask, distance, have had my shots, etc. CR. Answer. Petrolatum, petroleum jelly or Vaseline in the nose, is an effective barrier to moisture loss and can relieve the symptoms of dry and red skin due to excess runny nose from colds or allergies. However, it does nothing to prevent getting allergies or a viral infection such as influenza or COVID-19. So you are kidding yourself if you think it is protecting you. This also applies to petrolatum with antibiotics such as Neosporin or other triple antibiotic ointment. I have read that misinformation frequently. Wearing your mask, appropriate social distancing, and getting the vaccine are all effective ways to reduce your risk of getting an infection. I would also caution you against putting a large amount of Vaseline in the nose right before bed, as there have been a few cases of the petrolatum going down into people's lungs and causing lung damage. Use just a small amount and stay upright for a while before going to bed. If you don't need the ointment for any symptoms, there is no reason to use it to prevent infection.
Visit to Grandma's House complicated by stroke recovery. Dear Abby for Friday. Dear Abby, my grandma, who is in her 80s, had a stroke recently. She has trouble swallowing and speaking, so she's in a rehab facility 20 miles from her home where she is doing strengthening exercises. She tires out from just walking around her room, so it's not yet clear if she will become a permanent resident or discharged with home health nurses. We are distraught over this. My husband and I were originally planning to visit her this summer, our annual vacation, for a few days. She lives 12 hours from us. I was going to ask her if we were welcome, but she had the stroke before I could. I'd like to ask her if she'd mind if we still visit and, if it's okay with her, stay in her house so I can visit her at the facility if she hasn't been discharged. My mother thinks this is a bad idea. We have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and Mom thinks they would be too much for Grandma. Abby, I don't want my grandma to die before I get to see her again. We haven't seen her in 4 years, but after talking with Mom, I'm now hesitant to ask. The thought of missing a chance to see her one last time hurts my heart. What should we do? Miss her in Mississippi. Dear Miss, listen to your mother because what she's saying makes sense. If your grandmother is discharged with home nursing care, there won't be enough room for your family. 2 small active children may indeed be more than she can deal with in her weakened condition. Because it's important for you to see your grandmother, make other lodging arrangements for your family when you're in town, and keep your visits with her short and as stress-free as possible. Dear Abby, I have been married for 25 years, some good and some bad. The hardest thing for me is that when my husband is upset with me, he stops talking to me. If I ask if something's wrong, he won't answer or says, "Nothing is wrong." I've explained repeatedly how upsetting this is because I never know what I did, and then, sure enough, I do it again. He says he doesn't want to say anything hurtful, but can't he tell me why he's upset and not be hurtful? He also accuses me of creating drama when I get upset because I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. Then, when I do it again, he's like, "We discussed this." I've tried not talking until he's ready, but again, there is no resolution, and I'm getting very resentful that the ball is always in his court. How do I handle this? Exhausted in New York. Dear Exhausted, an effective way to handle this would be for you to insist the two of you discuss with a licensed marriage therapist how to more effectively communicate. The ball is always in your husband's court because he has maneuvered it to be, and it isn't playing fair. In fact, it is emotional abuse. Do not expect him to like the suggestion, and don't be surprised if he refuses to go. If that happens, you should go anyway. His behavior is passive-aggressive. Write Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California 90069.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, May 21st, 2021. You're witty, playful, and restless. You like to be stimulated with pleasant diversions as well as profound knowledge. You are confident and adaptable to changing situations. This year, you are prepared to work hard to create or build something new. This structure might be physical, or it might be building more framework in your life. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. A positive day. This is a powerful day for finances and boosting your earnings. However, a big part of this day is a moon alert, which means restrict your spending to food and gas and postpone important decisions. Tonight, you can work and get a lot done. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. A dynamic day. It's an upbeat, energetic day. You will do everything within your power to get what you want, and you'll be disciplined about doing so. However, be aware of the moon alert this afternoon. Tonight, romance, sports, and social times are promising. Cancer, positive day. June 21st through July 22nd. You're full of positive feelings today, which is why you feel generous to others, especially someone in need. If you can help this person, great. Check the moon alert for this afternoon. Tonight, domestic discussions, especially with females, are positive. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. a dynamic day. Because you are confident and very much in control today, you will convince others to do your bidding. You will run the meeting if you're dealing with groups. However, this afternoon is a moon alert. Be aware of this. Tonight, your communications are skilled and smooth. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. A dynamic day. This morning is a strong time for you because the moon is in your sign and the sun is at the top of your chart, which means you radiate confidence and authority. You will be commanding and people will do what you want. However, once the moon alert begins, ease up. Tonight, it's a good time for shopping or financial decisions. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. A dynamic day. This is an upbeat, interesting day because you're eager to do anything to expand your horizons. To a lesser degree, this continues during the moon alert. Then after the moon alert is over, the moon is in your sign. Hello, world. Tonight, you're in the groove and happy. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. And have a positive day. You're in the driver's seat for discussions on how to share something this morning. Most likely things will go the way you want. But once the moon alert begins, just tread water. Wait until it's over to continue to negotiations. Tonight, keep a low profile. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. A positive day. Discussions with others will be lively this morning because people are ready to put their cards on the table. However, once the moon alert begins, postpone important decisions or spending money except for food. Tonight, discuss your future goals with a friend. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. A positive day. Because you have robust energy and enthusiasm, you will accomplish a lot this morning. Likewise, your health will feel great. However, be aware that once the moon alert begins this afternoon, everything changes. Lower your expectations. Don't spend money except for food. Tonight, parents and bosses are impressed with you. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. A dynamic day. You're looking at a fun-loving, light-hearted, playful day. Sports events, fun activities with kids, social diversions, the arts and romance are energized. Once the moon alert begins, this same energy continues. Bonus. However, avoid important decisions and spending money during the moon alert. Tonight, travel, study, do something to expand your world. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. A positive day. You will be ambitious about tackling tasks at home or a discussion with a family member today. Note, caution alert, restrict spending to food, caution against being extravagant. Tonight, a sexy time, also a good time to discuss shared finances.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.